One of the horses that gave American Pharoah a scare on this Triple Crown trail was just at about the 7/16 pole of the Preakness when Divining Rod took a big run of them under Javier Castellano. Had to settle for third that day as he tired through the stretch to finish third, passed eventually by Tale of Verb. We have his trainer on the line right now, and an up-and-coming trainer at that, winner of over 20% so far on the year, Arnaud Delacour. Arnaud, thank you for joining us this morning on the Equine Forum.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Arnaud, Divining Rod, one of these horses that sort of started coming around in the spring, a big, big victory in the Lexington down at Keeneland where he sat off horses and made that one big run. From there, you went into the Preakness. Talk us through that decision-making process from the Lexington onto the Preakness.
Well, I mean, we thought he deserved a shot in one of the Triple Crown leg, you know, after the Lexington. He ran very well that day and seemed that assimilated everything well, you know, like relaxed and came with a big run. So we thought that, he deserved to be in one of the Triple Crown leg, and the Preakness was kind of a logical spot to me. Considering that it was 5 weeks after the Lexington, and Baltimore is home for us almost, so doesn't make sense.
Yes. So, how many you're stabled this time of year? Where, down in Maryland?
Yes, we have horses at Fairhill, and a barn also at Delaware Park.
Okay, and how many do you have in training right now?
I would say like roughly 60.
60 head right now. Of course, led by Divining Rod. And he you had to be happy with that third place finish in the Preakness, especially after taking such a big run at the Champ.
No, I was delighted. I mean, there was a lot of question mark going through the race as far as the distance, as far as obviously running in the slope, because that was the first time that he did so. And I thought that considering he handled everything very well.
Well, the second half of the season starts now. You've decided to run this horse back in the Ohio Derby, $500,000 purse, a mile and a 16th. You face a pretty compact but tough field today out of Thistledown.
No, I agree. I mean, it is a very competitive race. A lot of horses in the race look like they could they are the same level. So, I mean, it's definitely not an easy race, but you know, for $500,000, I'm not surprised.
Also on the today out of your barn, AP Indian, who was as consistent as they come. Eight starts, 4 wins, 4 seconds. He's running down at Parks today in the Donald Levine Memorial.
Yeah, he's a very consistent horse. You said it. He's very easy to train. It's very a neat horse. I mean, all the time he runs, and it doesn't seem to matter what distance he runs at. He's just trying and run a good race. So we're delighted to have him today at Parks in the 7/8 stakes.
Arnaud, you're two. We've talked about your two. It feels like the up and coming horses for this year, and Divining Rod and AP Indian. What about the horse that sort of that got you going last year, and Ageless, the turf sprint mare that you trained, and who's just done so well for you, 5 for 10 sprinting on the grass, and she ran really well, I thought, here when she was third in the Jiper against males. Are you pointing her back to the Breeders' Cup sprint this year at Keeneland?
Well, I mean, that would be the plan. She's a very consistent mare. She always tries very hard. And she's been so good to us, you know, that if it makes sense, we'd like to do it. At the moment, our main objective would be the Royal North at Woodbine. That's a race she won last year, 6 furlongs on the turf against Phillies. And you know, we'll take it from there. But at the moment, that would be our target.
Any chance we see her at Saratoga?
I am not sure, because I don't think there's a lot. I mean, there is a few stakes for her at Saratoga, and I was in the same situation last year, but I thought that going to Woodbine for grade would make more sense, you know. If I want to go you know, to for the grade, I have to run against the boys again, and I'd rather not do that all the time.
Back to the divining rod for a minute. You know, again, it's such a big run in the Preakness. He starts his season today. Do you have a second half plan mapped out for him this year, or are you more of the type of trainer who just takes it a race at a time?
I would take it a race at a time. I mean, there's obviously a lot of big races coming up, you know, including like, you know, the Traverse, the Pennsylvania Derby, the West Virginia Derby. So those are all races that we would consider. But, you know, it depends how it shapes up. It depends on who goes where. And if we had not to run against American Pharoah again, I wouldn't be upset.
Is that something that play, you know, is that something that would heavily play into your planning? Would you try to not run against American Pharoah if you could avoid him?
Well, I would try to put Divining Rod in a spot that he can win, you know. And at the moment, the way American Pharoah has been, you know, running and performing is obviously like by far the best of the division, and I don't really think that we want to go against him too often, you know.
Right. So try to run him in a spot that we can try and find the right spot for him to win. Do you think there's an optimal distance for Divining Rod?
Yes. I'm not sure. I think that Mile 8 would be his best distance at the moment. I'm not sure that it'll go much further. Meanwhile, it's hard to judge because in the Preakness, we had to make kind of a premature move, you know, in order to go after American Pharoah. I don't know what would have happened if we waited a little bit longer, you know, and see if Divining Rod can get the distance. But at the moment on his races, yes, Mayonnaise would be about, you know, top notch for him.
Yeah, it's interesting the way that with Divining Rod, the way that you began his career, because he really does have a very big pedigree for grass on the dam side. I know you tried to get him on turf to start his career. You did run him on turf in his second start at Tampa, and I thought he ran well that day. Dirt is obviously a good surface for him as well, and he's done well on it, and there are big races for him on dirt. Is there any inclination from you maybe going forward that you would try turf with him again? His dad was obviously a very, very good turf horse.
No, of course. I mean, a pedigree would be turf, but I mean, at the moment, if he's performing on dirt and considering the program for 3-hour court on the dirt, I don't think I want to change anything. It's not saying that we won't try him again sometime later on in the season on the turf, but at the moment we're not really thinking about it.
Well, best of luck to you today with both Divining Rod in the Ohio Derby as well as AP Indian down in the Donald Levine Memorial. I know you got a plane to catch. Thanks for a few minutes this morning on
You're right there. But thank you very much for having me, and you guys have a great day.